is the Director of Product Marketing, Cloud Solutions of Oracle. In this role, he is responsible for establishing and executing a cross-industry cloud strategy. Brian serves as the lead for strategic initiatives focused on public cloud delivery, enterprise collaboration, and subscription-based cloud billing. With more than 21 years of technology experience, Brian has exhibited great business acumen in developing new products and solutions into multi-million dollar revenue streams. He's driven adoption of service delivery platforms, next generation network technologies, public cloud deployments, and order management systems. Please welcome Brian Krasick to Cloud Computing East.
Thanks, Marty. Appreciate it. Okay, so appreciate the introduction, Marty. I want to change the game a little bit. I'm not going to talk down the stack. I know this is Oracle. We go from silicon to applications, but I'm going to talk a little bit more higher in the stack. And what we are seeing in the marketplace, what are some of the core drivers that you should be aware of, and how you can leverage those drivers to start to not only increase the proficiency of your business, but increase the communication with your customers. Okay? Anything I say cannot be held against me in a court of law. Globalization. 43% of the world will have internet connectivity by 2014. Look at what's happening in the US, fiber to the homes, increased bandwidth, a huge, huge driver in today's marketplace. The data explosion. I was just in Mexico last week, sitting down at a dinner. Three of the five people had Fitbits on. That's creating data. You look at what else is creating data? Meters, cars, everything has sensors. Everything is creating data. We'll have 8 trillion gigabytes of data by 2016. Everything's spinning off data. And if you really think about it, we spent 100 years connecting 1 billion places, bridges, roads, things of that nature, infrastructure. We spent the next 20 years connecting 6 billion people through communications. We're going to spend the next 10 years connecting 50 billion things, devices, maybe 100 billion. Everything will be connected. Bandwidth, data, phones. Perfect. I mean, it's on cue. It's on cue, people. It's Friday. We want to have fun on Friday, okay? So the rise of mobility, 1994, I go back into my days. I was designing wireless networks for Sprint Cellular and 360 communications here in Virginia Beach area. And so there was one thing we were celebrating. We had an 8% penetration rate, okay? Every 6 months, I doubled my subscriber base. That was exciting. Talk about parties and the ramp up, that's the curve up. The other thing I knew was every cell site I put out there, I generated $50,000 per month for my company. It was a race for coverage. Now we have coverage. Now we have over 100% penetration in some cases, and we have in-building coverage as well. So the rise in mobility. And with the rise in mobility came the rise in bandwidth to that device, from first generation to digital to LTE, so on and so forth. We're pushing bigger and bigger pipes to our mobile devices. Those mobile devices are more and more powerful. At one point in time in my career, I used to go into the office to get bandwidth and to get access to technology. Now I go to my kid's room. That's where I get it. Have 4 kids if you want to know what technology is about. That'll do it for you. Okay. Social is business. Social is business. We have to think of it in that fashion. You look at the last move that Twitter made. Twitter is trying to leverage e-commerce. Facebook is trying to get us information we need to our device through Facebook, become important to that purchasing cycle as individuals. It's also business for companies. At Oracle, we monitor over 1.3 billion social interactions per day for over 500 brands. So I think of myself in Dallas a couple weeks back. I'm a Hertz Gold member. I'm a gold member. Right? That's the good thing. That's good. You're gold. Wow, I'm gold. I go into the Hertz and I should see my name on the board. I don't see my name. So I go to the gold service counter. And there's a gold line of at least 100 people. Dear Lord, what is going on? So what do? I pull out my phone and I just take a video of this nice line. And then I post it. Hertz doesn't like me. I'm using social media to now change and get the power into my court. And they need to respond. Before, you could not destroy their brand. Now, an individual or group, small group, can destroy a brand. Social is business. Modernize to survive. How much of our IT spend is put and used to keep the lights on? How much is spent for innovation? Right now, we've done this survey a couple different times. And it's actually shifting in a positive way. It was about 70% at most enterprises. 70% of IT spend is for the lights on. Now it's down to about 56 to 60%. So we're moving in the right direction. That frees up more money for innovation. What is one of the drivers of that? What are we seeing? It is cloud. It is cloud. Well, an interesting fact is, if you look, according to IDC, I always think of Latin American market as slow to follow. With cloud, they're actually picking up at a 66% rate. They're the fastest growing cloud market. They're skipping technology because they were so far behind. Now they can skip it with cloud. Simplicity, speed, ease of use. Core things. Okay? Here's your traditional slide. We're all cloud savvy. Here's the one thing I'm going to say on it. So, NIST, standards, cloud. What is cloud? They define it. We created an acronym to help us understand the five core tenets of cloud. It's called STEAM. Five core tenets of cloud. S, self-service, multi-tenancy, elastic, accessible from any device, and monetizable. Five core tenets of cloud. You can absorb it in any way you want, and you really don't have to have all five, let's face it. Everybody cheats. Okay. What have we seen on the roadmap to cloud? And my counterpart, Andrew, yesterday talked about some of this. So the first 8 years has really been about data centers, hardware cost, shrinking it, space, shrinking it. I've been into many data centers where now we just have, you know, a couple servers as opposed to a big farm of them. And then self-service, moving from infrastructure into PaaS. PaaS starts to give you the business agility that you need on the application side in order to move quick. Infrastructure gives you cost savings at a low level. PaaS gives you business agility and better economics in the software stack. Hybrid cloud, cloud to cloud, cloud on-prem, it's all going to have to work together. Open standards, evolve. Okay, that's it. Lots of discussions. What workloads are best for the cloud? It depends. It depends. Who cares? Start moving forward with cloud. IDC, less than 2 years ago, you wouldn't have seen this. Now we see it's applications that start to improve your internal efficiencies. We see a lot of email in the cloud-first effort. But it's not just about email. It's about collaboration and communication. We're going to talk about that in a bit. It's about how we reach out and touch our customers and through what channels. We just saw those five drivers of cloud. The channels through which we reach our customers are different now, and ERP systems. So established communications. I work from home. The desktop is my office. About 20 steps down, take a right. I'm right there in the morning. And I have an IM client. I have an email client. I have my landline, so I'm on a conference call. I have a video chat. And I'm SMSing, generally all at the same time. This is communications. This is communications. Why am I bouncing around through all these clients? Is that the most efficient way to work? Can we create something more efficient? And once we have this unified communications and collaboration approach established, can I now integrate that into my business process? I think of communications, we have some city planners and things like that here. I go to the DMV and I have to get my emissions checked. Well, they've progressed a lot, because you used to just show up and randomly you'd figure out if there's a 2-hour wait, a 1-hour wait, or a 10-minute wait. Now, at least when you drive by it, they post it on a nice neon sign. It's posted. What if they actually leverage communications and social media to let me know, hey, it's a low wait time, and they understand who they've sent these out to, we can connect right away. So leverage communications in a way to improve. From a government perspective, we have a large NIC in India. And so there's in the government, there's security and scalability concerns and issues. These are two of the top things from a communication collaboration perspective. The prime minister has 400 megabytes of mail. They don't delete anything in their system at all. So I tried to get that past my admin, didn't quite work. I got four meg. But that is the file system. And with that file system, there's the need to search and search quickly. So we've had an up and operational for over 5 years there. And if you look at the client and desktop model, doing a search on 400 megs doesn't quite work so well, especially when you go through attachments. So a cloud-based model for that is very efficient and very effective. There's also a three-letter acronym in the U.S. government. That's all I can tell you. All right. Now I'll tell you a little more. But they go into remote places, and they have to communicate with command post. So there's end-to-end encryption, and there's low bandwidth requirements that this cloud-based system has been leveraged for. Now that, of course, is a private cloud and deployed in that fashion. Okay? So communications. How can this change the way we have doctor-patient and provider-provider communications? Secure, scalable, reliable. Leveraging, again, social media. Let's think about how we can start to incorporate these technologies and these drivers. Engage your customer. Has anybody ever sat in a call center of any type and listened to customers? Okay. So I was with a telco operator, and I sat and I thought, wow, this is going to be a great chance for me to hear how cruddy the network I designed is. And so I put the headphones on and I sat down, and there's about 2 hours of, well, I don't understand my bill. Did I really talk that much? Could my daughter text that many times? It was nothing to do with the technology. It was more to do with the presentation. Comcast gets calls all the time. They just presented with us last week in New York, and they said 70% of their calls are about the remote. And of those 70%, over half of those are battery related. Excuse me, did you check the battery? It's kind of like calling the power company and say, my power's out. Did you turn your light switch on? You know, these are the kinds. So what Comcast has done, they've actually taken to social media and leveraged that as a channel to combat common sense, I guess. I'll say it that way. Okay. Let's take a look at, right here. So let's take a look at what we're doing with one of the leading companies, Amazon, and how you can change the game with customer engagement.
Mayday.
Thank
you for pressing the Mayday button. How can I help you?
Whoa, who are you?
I'm Amy, a tech advisor for your new Kindle Fire.
I didn't realize I'd get a live person.
Yep, we're here 24/7. We can draw on your screen and even show you how to use different features.
So I can just press the Mayday button and you're here to help?
Hit Mayday and I'm coming to the rescue.
Amy, I like you.
Aw.
Introducing the revolutionary Mayday button, only on the new Kindle Fire HDX.
Okay, so who couldn't use Mayday? Mayday, oops, I'm gonna have to go one more, aren't I? There. All right, so how about leveraging that kind of technology into government and into healthcare? Reaching out. It's like bringing, from an Apple perspective, one of the best things ever from customer service is the Genius Bar. You make a 20-minute appointment, you get an expert. They're bringing the expert to you with the click of a button. You can do that. You can do that today. CNBC leverages social media in an Oracle product. So on Black Friday, they were monitoring the social responses to ads. And with that, they were able to determine a big box retailer was going to miss their number and announce that on air. That helps change the game. It gives them insight into what's happening. Overstock.com was able to take a siloed approach and make it a unified approach through cloud and improve their channels. You'll get left with these slides. I'm just going to get to a couple more points, because I want to talk about ecosystem in the last 3 minutes here. Monetize the ecosystem. So with all this technology and with these advances, and within society, there's more and more ecosystems being developed. And we're driving people to a subscription-based model, whether it's for infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, whether it's for Intuit, who's used to send me a CD-ROM, and now they're saying, just subscribe to my service, submit your taxes. So it's being incorporated into government all over the place. And let me give you a quick video on what we see here.
Your plans for the rest of the year?
I'm really excited about launching this new subscription service.
When do you want to go live?
By the end of next quarter.
That fast? Can we handle it?
Well, hey, the subscription economy is booming.
Recurring revenue streams are where it's at.
Yeah, it's cutting across all industries, which is why we can't afford to fall behind.
So how are we going to bill for it?
Can't our core billing apps handle it?
Right now? No. They're built for a bricks and mortar world, completely transaction-based.
Can't we evolve them?
By the end of next quarter, I doubt it. We'd have to wrap a whole lot of code around existing apps.
But if we get the budget?
We could still run into problems, especially with that timeline. And even if we do hit all the milestones, we might be disappointed.
How so?
Offer creation and validation could end up being really slow. And with all those manual workarounds, updates might be impossible.
Those are real issues.
And we still wouldn't have full capabilities to adjust, run, and retire offers.
We have to consider that. And strong billing and revenue management is key.
It's at the heart of subscription commerce.
So basically, you're saying we need something designed specifically for subscription billing.
Absolutely. And if we're serious about going live by the end of next quarter, we should think cloud.
Great. Cloud gets us up and running way faster.
With a lot less upfront capital, too.
Predictable monthly cost. No need for in-house experts.
Music to a CFO's ears.
But if we do commit to cloud, we can't settle for some lightweight mom-and-pop solution.
Agreed. It's got to be enterprise grade, top of its class.
So what cloud billing providers are out there?
There are definitely some interesting niche players, but...
Do we know they're going to be around for the long haul?
Exactly. And the same principle applies to their investment and approach to cloud.
They have to have a strong vision for the future.
Otherwise, it's just one more complex relationship to manage.
Speaking of complexity, we have to consider integration with our current systems.
Definitely. Simple as possible. No bolt-on solutions. Anything else we're forgetting?
We're going worldwide with these subscription services.
So, multiple languages, multiple currencies.
What else?
We'll need powerful capabilities for pricing, rating, and discounting, plus robust account, debt, and collections management.
And with all that customer data, security is non-negotiable.
The same goes for compliance, payment card industry standards, GAAP, Sarbanes-Oxley. Most of all, it's got to be future-proof.
Meaning?
Right now, we just need simple subscription billing, right?
Correct. But soon this is going to spread to multiple lines of business.
Which is why we'll need to develop more complex offers, create bundled pricing, and bill across all kinds of metrics.
Volume, time, events, transactions, downloads.
And any combination of those.
Okay, here's how we sell it to the CEO. He gets the power of recurring revenue, right?
No doubt.
So we pitch him a future-proof cloud billing solution that helps us continually expand to new markets.
And we boom right along with the subscription economy.
Oracle Billing and Revenue Management Cloud Service.
That was the commercial part. Okay, but think about this. We're talking to people that have ports. Ship comes into port. You're going to charge them by time of day, amount of time they're there, the volume of goods they bring in. What about an airplane docking at O'Hare? First of all, O'Hare has to be open. We know that, right? Docking at O'Hare. The number of planes, the bundling involved. Life sciences, there's a storefront. There's an ecosystem of consumers feeding information in and pulling information out. There's life sciences companies paying for that information and maybe offering remittance to them. There's healthcare providers and technology partners within that ecosystem. So how does that work across the front office, the mobile office, and the back office? These are all things to consider. Okay? So I want to leave you with, that was a lot of information, a quick flyby, but build a foundation with PaaS. That gives you the business agility. Start to focus and engage on your customers and how you can interact with them in a more effective and efficient way. And then monetize that ecosystem through social, mobile, and cloud. Okay, thank you.
Next up, we have Chris